Yeah, absolutely. So we have launched the schemes on the 1st of April. We've had a really good uptake of inquiries and applications. We've probably got around 15 to 20 going through at the moment. These are small projects from ramps outside buildings to sort of major developments. So it's really, really great to see that sort of uplift. And we've been out on the streets on our roadshows. We've done Ramsey, we've done Douglas, and it's been really positive to sit down with the local areas and talk about what they want to do and how they want to drive footfall to their areas. So yeah, it's going well.
How's attendance been at those workshops?
Good, good. It's always good to have a good range of people with a new sort of development of commissioners coming through with the new chair, with their new changes across the island, but also businesses coming in. Well, what we've done with the roadshows is we've got planning there, we've got planning policy, we've got enterprise support, we've got the digital agency talking about AI. So we've tried to do sort of a bit of a cross-government position so that businesses can walk in and find out what support's available, because there are a lot of changes since we launched on the 1st of April compared to what Town and Village Regeneration Scheme did previously. So getting that out there. And what we're after, especially with the Local Economy Fund, is ideas around how can you drive footfall into your town centres and what do these local areas want to do.
When you mentioned those schemes, what seems to be a common request from businesses? You mentioned things like ramps. Is it accessibility?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so absolutely. It's a big part of sort of disabled access is a big one. So it might be a lift in a building to putting a no-step access to your front door. It's really wide-ranging in terms of what it can support, but businesses need to make sure they're accessible. So these schemes really do support that. Town and Village Regeneration Scheme is very much focused on the outside of buildings, painting and freshening up areas. But now there's enhanced support around internals as well. So if you've got a vacant property, we can sort out with fit out and trying to get those sites leased. We've also launched support for technology as well. We understand that businesses need to embrace technology to support that. So we are incentivizing POS systems and development from there. And the Domestic Event Fund is also supporting pop-ups. So if a business wants to try an idea or facility on the high street, then they can have up to rent support for up to 6 months. So there's a range of things. We'd just have a look at our website to understand more, and we've got officers that will be very happy to talk through. But yeah, there's a range of things there that go further than we have before, which is really positive.
Looking on a wider field, of course, this is about transforming the Isle of Man's high streets. And Douglas City Centre Management earlier this week put a post on Facebook saying footfall is dropping in the city centre, as it is in city centres across the UK as well. So they were asking people, what single change would you like to see in Douglas City Centre? Did you see that post and some of the reaction?
Absolutely. And it's great that they're doing it, because the whole idea of the local economy strategy and the scheme is the local areas take responsibility for their. For the ownership of the high streets and what's going on. So getting that feedback is really, really good, because that's focusing Douglas Council's view and what they will put forward as propositions to these schemes. So, you know, yes, footfall is dropping, but consumers changing. You know, from the research we've done throughout it, it's not just about retail anymore. Retail expands into leisure, hospitality, indoor leisure, all these different areas which probably aren't as well sort of supported in terms of sectors compared to the UK. It's a very different area, so it's about that change. So quite positive that they've gone out. It's exactly what we wanted.
And a common suggestion was improve parking. Is there anything DfE can do to help in that area?
So, well, I guess parking, the availability of parking probably isn't an issue. We have heard a lot around what can be done in terms of car park strategy and paying for parking. And I guess there's a lot of thought process there in terms of, you have got towns around the island that are free for parking, and Douglas does have paid parking, but it is the biggest town. So looking at how people would want to pay, what would they look to do? There's a difference between commuter parking and retail parking. Right. You know, a lot of us want to go straight into town, get what we need and come out. But there's loads of things that can be done around parking. But there is funding to support through the Local Economy Fund. There is things there to trial and see if it makes a difference. This is about the footfall and seeing what happens as a result of it.
Yeah. Quite a topical question as well is a number of people were suggesting we attract big names across here. And of course, we're on the precipice of having a new Wetherspoons in the high street. A lot of people were suggesting we try and attract a Primark, for example. Is there any scope at looking further afield and casting that net to those big businesses? Or are you focusing, would you prefer to see more independent businesses?
So we spend a lot of time in the development of the strategy talking about the UK multiples versus independence. There has to be a balance, absolutely. But you have got some unique things on the island that have that sort of UK multiple offering, but through a local business. And a local business does support, they all give employment, but the businesses based here have adapted and changed to people's requirements. I think that's the important bit. Allowing and supporting businesses to change and adapt their proposition to what people want. You know, it's very clear when we did a consumer survey for it that there was a need for more fashion in Douglas, male and female fashion, after the closure of the Arcadia Group. It left a big hole on the high street. And you've seen businesses start up and try and fill those areas. And it's just got to be the proposition's right for us. But, you know, adding a Primark would be great. The challenge we have is we don't necessarily have the size of units on the high street that could actually take that. But saying that, there's a lot of new developments that are coming forward across Douglas that could have that. And that should happen. There's a really good spend on the island. We collect that information quite a lot. You know, the UK multiples here do well. They really do. We're a bit of a beacon in the north. But, you know, it's that balance between the proposition. So what we want to sit down with is all the commissioners and businesses and talk about what complementary businesses would add value. And we have support now for people to try those pop-ups. So if somebody wanted to do an urban golf in the centre of town, we've now got a range of schemes to support them to take some of that risk out for them to try and offer as good a situation as a UK multiple.
A lot of people were commenting on opening hours as well. Of course, we have late night shopping throughout December. Mm. Is there scope to allow businesses a bit more flexibility, or can they choose when they open quite freely now?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of businesses do. You know, you go, and people's habits have changed as well. The 9 to 5 isn't quite as natural as that. But what we don't want to do as government is tell people how to operate. That's not what we're here. The strategy is about them taking ownership. And if a group of businesses want to sit down and work out when's best, in Douglas, it does seem to be rather led by Marxies. They sort of set the levels. But this is the whole idea of the strategy, that businesses come together and go, well, if we did an evening and we all opened, should we see that? And us collecting data on the footfall, we'll be able to give them the information back and say, well, we did see a 10% increase or whatever it might be. We'll be able to give them live data to inform their decisions, which is ultimately what we want to do.
You are doing these workshops around the island. Is there any particular town high street that you have a particular concern about?
No, it was very clear in the town audits that we did with the review as part of it. Each town has got a unique offering. And when you look at some of the heritage that's in some of those areas, they do have their own sort of unique identities. And I think the important bit is linking into the unique identities. You know, Castletown has a lot of heritage around it. It's got some great assets within it. And the businesses should complement that. You know, Ramsey's a very independent high street, you know, and that's really clear from what that's going to be. It's got its unique position. It's about finding those opportunities and making sure people go for those particular things. So that's where events can really play into it. Domestic Event Fund has had more funding. People can try out more events. And you saw the position with the moon that was put in Peel Cathedral. That drove loads of footfall to the town, and businesses saw that. Those are the sort of things that can make a real difference. So it's about that community taking ownership is the key part of that.
And compared to some UK towns, perhaps, do you think the island is faring better in this economy now?
So our empty shop rate is lower than the UK conglomerately across all our towns and villages and city. We do have a good spend. Like I said, there was, you know, we see the UK multiples do very well here in comparison to the rest of the UK. Maybe that's because we've got sea around us and it's more difficult to get off. But we do have a strong and we do support locals. So, yeah.
And we mentioned these workshops. We mentioned Castletown. What have you got coming up?
Yeah, so we've been running them across the island, and the last one is on Thursday, the 8th of May, between 5 and 7pm and Castletown Commissioners Hall. Come down. We've got a range of departments there to support, and we will have a panel session around what the future regeneration looks like in the south, and so hopefully should have some good discussion and ideas generated from.
A new board of commissioners as well. Are you excited to hear what they have to say?
Absolutely. We're always happy to. The relationship between commissioners and business is so important. And developing a plan that the town can sort of move towards is absolutely key. So that's what we'll try and do, with sparking some debate and discussion at the event on Thursday.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.